This hour in the news, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Chris Christie is dropping out of the Republican presidential race. Ed Donahue reports.
The former New Jersey governor is ending his campaign days before the Iowa caucuses.
I've always said that if there came a point in time in this race where I couldn't see a path to accomplishing that goal, that I would get out.
Christie says the goal was never to be just the voice against Donald Trump and all he stands for. He was heard saying this on a live stream.
They don't want to hear it. We know we're right, but they don't want to hear it.
It's not clear who Christie will endorse. He was also heard on the live stream saying Nikki Haley is going to get smoked. She's not up for this. He also said Ron DeSantis called him petrified he would endorse Haley. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, he's been an outspoken supporter of Palestine. He's demanded that the U.S. end funding for Israel. But a group of senators want Bernie Sanders to investigate rising anti-Semitism on college campuses. Bob Agnew reports.
The Bipartisan Task Force for Combating Anti-Semitism voices its concerns in a letter to Senator Sanders, who chairs the Senate's Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. The letter states, quote, "We are profoundly concerned that far too many Jewish students do not feel safe on college and university campuses. On-campus incidents of anti-Semitic speech and other actions have seen a dramatic rise since the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel October 7th. Bob Agnew reporting.
Republicans take the first step towards holding Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress for defying a congressional subpoena hours after he made a surprise visit to Capitol Hill. House Oversight and Judiciary Committees each passed contempt charges against the younger Biden with unanimous Republican support. All Democrats opposed. This is SRN News. There's a battle over abortion in Arkansas.
Tim Griffin, the state's attorney general, says he will not include a proposed amendment to enshrine abortion in the state constitution on the 2024 ballot. Griffin argues that the amendment contains misleading text, trying to expand a, quote, health of the mother exception to cover virtually all abortions. This is the second time the AG has rejected the amendment, and abortion advocates say they will submit another draft. The issue may eventually wind up in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for the Vatican. Cardinal Victor Emmanuel Fernandez, who is leading Pope Francis' effort to get priests to bless same-sex civil unions, is being scrutinized for a pair of books he authored earlier in his career. Both books contain sexually explicit passages that are out of place for a Catholic clergyman. Fernandez is already under fire from bishops' conferences for his role in last month's same-sex pronouncement by the Pope. This is SRN News. Engine maker Cummins will recall 600,000 Ram trucks.
It's all part of a settlement with federal and California authorities that also requires the company to remedy environmental damage caused by illegal software that let it skirt diesel emissions tests. New details of the settlement were released Wednesday. Cummins had already agreed to a $1.675 billion civil penalty to settle claims, the largest ever secured under the Clean Air Act, plus $325 million for pollution remedies. That brings Cummins' total penalty to more than $2 billion. Keith Peters reporting.
Former President Trump says he's not exactly worried about Nikki Haley receiving a boost in the polls following the exit of Christie. Mr. Trump says the bigger story is the hot mic that captured the former New Jersey governor saying that he thought Haley would get smoked in the race. More details at srnnews.com.